I don't believe would lead one of skill in the art to construe Claim 7 as requiring the intermediate to have pharmaceutical grade.
But on that point, you're several places in the patent, starting with the first sentence of the abstract, describes the present invention as a process for preparing substantially pure piperidine derivative compound, the end product. And you do it again. Twice more, I believe, in the course of the patent, you describe the present invention, which is normally the language that we ascribe not to a preferred embodiment, but to the invention as a whole. So your argument that, well, this patent doesn't require substantially pure end product seems to me it runs afoul of the characterizations of the present invention in the specification, doesn't it?
No, Your Honor, because there are other references in the specification to the end product that are not described as substantially pure. And based on that, the court agreed with us that Claim 7, the only claim in dispute here, is not limited to the production of pharmaceutical-grade fexofenadine.